didn't leave us a written language. Everything was passed down by word of mouth. Okay, so they probably did a lot of that in here. Okay. Do you have a question?
I was just going to say that you wrote Kiva F.
Kiva F. All right. So in this Kiva, we have it. It's actually marked on the Kiva, Kiva F. Kivas, in our archaeological scheme of things, get letters. Rooms get numbers. Okay? Yeah?
I saw that on a different one that I did. I saw the numbers on the rooms, too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, balcony house has lots of numbers on the rooms. You can see real clear. Yeah. Yeah. All right. Kivas have certain elements, have certain things in them. You guys on this side can see a little niche in the wall. There's other niches that you guys can see, but that one is called the northern niche. In between the fire pit, which is the big hole, and the northern niche, do you see a little depression? It's kind of got some, it's got dirt in there and some, looks like some leaves or something. That little depression is called the sipapu, and if we were to clean that out, it'd be pretty deep. Okay? Fire pit, deflector wall. You guys over there can see a tunnel behind the wall. You guys can see the shaft that connects with the tunnel. This section here is called a southern recess, more for storage of items, we think. The shelf, we call it a banquette, and it's a shelf to put objects on. Okay. The niches in the wall are also to put little objects in, okay, into the wall. All right. You've got fire, people, a wood roof, and an underground room. Bad combination. Okay? But they figured out how to bring fresh air into this underground room and have a hole for smoke to go out. The smoke would go out the one way in and out. Okay, how we would get in and out, that's the smoke would go out that way. The fire would draw the air down the shaft, out the tunnel, hit the wall, circulate the air around the base of the kiva. People in fire can stay alive. Okay? They figured out how to live in an underground room with fire. Okay. Now granted, it was very smoky. This is still a very smoky environment, okay? But if you stay low, smoke rises, you'll be able to survive, okay? All right, the sipapu, the little hole, that is their creation myth. They believe that they've come from a world below. In this world below, the people wanted to go to the world above, and they went through a hole in the sky, which then was a hole in our ground, came out through a hole and populated this world. That is their creation belief. They believe they've come through a hole from the world below. So, with the Kiva, every time you go through the hole to the world below, it's like going into the third world. Every time you go through a hole to the world above, when you exit the kiva, it's like being reborn again. Okay? Kivas are still used in Pueblo societies today. They still use this ventilation system. Clean air in, smoky air out, clean air in, smoky air out. They still use this today. Questions on kivas?
Yes.
They probably would have in the wintertime, especially 300 people moving in for 2 weeks. Yeah.
So just on the floor?
Just on the floor. They would have had yucca woven mats. Kivas did catch on fire. I've been into some that have caught on fire, and the roof collapsed and burned for probably a very long time. And the mats that they had on the bottom of the kiva burned, but the impression of the mat design was burned into the alcove floor. So I have seen mat, it's just kind of a woven design like this, burned into the alcove floor. So they would have sat on mats, slept on, they would have had turkey blankets. They had domesticated dogs and turkeys. So they would use the down feathers in the turkeys and weave them into robe blankets and that kind of thing to keep warm in the winter. So they would have had those to sleep on in here. Women, we own the kiva and the rooms around it. Okay? It's a matrilineal society. Men, you would have lived with your mother-in-law until the day she died. Men moved in with the wife's family, still done that way today. Pueblo societies, they'll identify themselves, the person, by their mother's clan first. It's part of that matrilineal society. Okay. And men, you wouldn't have had to have lived with your mother-in-law for a whole long time. Average lifespan was roughly 30 to 35, 34 years. But that included high death rate of children. You think about 50% of the kids died before they hit their teenage years. And a lot of women died in childbirth. Right? So it's an average that 35 years is an average. We do have skeletal remains that went into their 70s. I think the oldest was like 72 or something like that. So we do have older people, but the average is about 35 years. Men were about 5'4", women about 5'2". Average height of people in the world at that time, but they were much smaller than we are today. And they were much leaner. Okay. They didn't eat a lot of what we could eat now. They ate corn, beans, and squash. They would have hunted deer and elk. They did gather the berries and the other plant life around for them to eat, but they were much leaner. Okay. For what they had, they did an absolutely amazing job. We're standing in a place that was built 800 years ago. Original wood in most of the places. Speaker Chief House, and there's some wood down here, is original wood. This tower does have original wood, but maybe not to the tower. Like I said before, the archaeologists, when they rebuilt this edge of the tower, they put in some more wood features in it, where they knew wood was, but it might not be original to the tower. But if you look in this doorway right here, this the lintel in this little entryway, original wood. Wood does last a long time around here. They're very dry. A lot of this is well protected from the elements, so it just doesn't get wet. It doesn't mold or anything. Okay. Questions?
On the last tour, they had fibers from the shell between the rocks and the other
balcony rock. House.
Uh-huh. Yeah, the balcony house. But these they had juniper.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, juniper trees. Are these wood made of juniper trees?
They are. Yeah, the juniper tree or the cedar, bugs don't like it, and it really lasts for a long time. It preserves well. So yeah, our wood in here is also juniper. Mm-hmm. Or cedar. Yeah. The burials?
Yes.
Okay. Burials were back in the rooms themselves and down on the slope down here. Bathrooms. Down on the slopes. Back in the rooms. The mortar is made out of a liquid, ash from the fires, and sand from the bottoms here, from the canyon bottoms. Water was not the plentiful liquid. Okay? So when you went back here, you could go in a little chamber pot, and then that urine. Of these kivas are original, okay? But a lot of it was cleaned out and rebuilt by the Park Service. A lot of what you see in the very back is original. We haven't done anything to it, okay? We've not rebuilt Cliff Palace very much, okay? Some of it has been, but not very much. Okay, so what you are seeing, except for where we are and where we walk, all of that is truly original. Yes. Painted on the outside, painted on the inside. They would not have seen the stonework like we see. It would have been completely covered. Speaker Chief House, you can see some red paint. Okay. those, it would have looked like that inside and out. Like we paint our houses inside and out, they did too. Any questions? All right, before you leave, I want to first thank you for coming to Cliff Palace. I hope you enjoy your tour here and anywhere else you're going to go in the park. If you haven't been to Spruce Tree House, it's free. It's really cool. You get to go into Akiva. Okay, it's pretty neat. It's by the museum. Some safety measures before you start heading out. Drink a lot of water. If you're thirsty, your body's already dehydrating. Okay, it's a cool day today. Lucky you didn't come last week. It was a scorcher. Okay, this is nice and cool. So just drink a lot of water all day long and make sure you eat, especially if you have a tour later this afternoon, because we have Kiva divers all the time. They wind up in these Kivas. Folks wind up in the Kivas, and then we have to get, you know, rescue in here, and it ruins everybody's day. So drink a lot of water, and you won't be a Kiva diver. Okay? What we're going to do is climb up this ladder, look in the tower. Like I said, a lot of it's original, but not all of it. This outer corner, about the second story up, has been rebuilt. You see that nice flaking plaster that's up there? That's the rebuilt portion right up here. Okay. Look in, original artwork up there. And then as you look in the tower and start to head out, you can head up the stairs. It does take us a long time for everybody to get up, and I have another tour at 2 o'clock. So we got to kind of hustle on out so you guys can see that and get to the top.